Blog Talk Radio.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
TRZ manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 chrome moly tubing for optimum results. TRZ's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock location. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S. and are also offered in Canada. Contact TRZ Motorsports by calling 407-933-7385 or log on to www.trzmotorsports.com.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
UPR specializes in all of your performance needs, such as suspension, exhaust, and accessories, from street cars to race cars. They have competitive prices and the best products on the market. UPR offers a variety of performance car packages and special deals that anyone can afford in this tough economy. UPR is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. To contact UPR sales team, you can call 561-588-6630 or visit them online at www.uprproducts.com.
Good evening, people. Just want to wish everyone a happy Wednesday and welcome to coming on board on this Wednesday show. We're going to jump on into the program. As first order of business, like we always do at the beginning of the show, is to bring up any races or upcoming races. I have a few to kind of make some announcements on. We got Grips Race coming up September the 15th. That's going to be at Holiday Dragway, which is this weekend. September the 29th, we got the Twigs Blood Fest race, and I want to say the My Rock race as well on the 29th. And going into the month of October, we got October 6th, we got the Grills Fest at No Problem Raceway. And that following weekend, which is October the 13th, we got the Texas Grills Fest, and we also have the Valdosta Grills Fest as well. And then on October 27th, we got the Hub City Dragway Grills Fest on the Redemption 3. So at this time, well, I see several hands are up, but if anyone else has any announcements for us, any races or whatever they want to broadcast now, let's take the time now and do it. We're going to open up the mic on 4403.
What's going on, Banji?
What's going on with your grill?
I don't know it. I'm just going to be on here listening just in case they got any questions about this weekend.
Okay. All right, we're going to move on to the second person, 1111. Your mic is unmuted. Okay, Grip, I was reading something earlier where you were saying you may start to race early or something. Can you kind of give a little update on that, or did you have any
luck? I posted it. I talked with my brother, and he called Chris, the guy that runs the track. And, you know, with the weather being like it is, yeah, they did decide to go ahead on and start it up an hour earlier. And it's possible that if they prep the track and get it ready in time enough, that it could start sooner than that. Main thing is that they just run a lot of different stuff up there, like the ticket booth, tower. See, we don't have anything to do with any of that, so it's all on them. And
okay.
He had to just gather people up because they're so used to starting everything at 5. And, you know, it's time to get everybody back and everything up. But it shouldn't be a problem.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm definitely looking forward to coming over myself, supporting you.
Well, I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it. It'd be a lot of fun, man. It's like I was saying, though, you know, is why I put it on there. It's a raise with any and everybody, somebody. It don't take, you know, a whole bunch of money. You know, these guys, they just like to get out there and showcase what little talent they got. Some of them got a lot, but, you know, a lot of them is more or less of really just trying to showcase what they can do instead of, you know, trying to hit that big pot. Because, you know, a lot of raises, they bet so much to where they want to make that run that night, because if they lose, you know what happens. You know, they become a wallflower. So, you know, me, I do it. I mean, I run for cheap because I want to keep racing. You know what I'm saying? Instead of, you know, you empty your pockets on that race, like I said, it's, hey, anybody with money, man, like that, you give it away. It go away kind of fast, man. You're giving it away.
I heard that. You know, definitely heard that.
Anything can happen in a race. Fast bike will always win, you know.
You got that right.
Yep.
You definitely got that right. We got another caller here, 8563. We're going to open this mic up and see what he has to say. 8563, your mic is open.
Hey, Chris, what's going on? It's Alex Hughes in Texas.
What's going on, Alex? No problem, man. No problem.
Too much, man.
See, that's
hey,
got
I appreciate I appreciate you coming down and videoing the event, man. We really appreciate it. Every time you guys come down and you know, and show us love and video our events and everything.
Oh, that's no problem. We're going to have a surprise for you this next month, though.
Yeah, October 3rd, that's the next race in Texas.
Yeah, now that Gamblers race that you was talking about, can you kind of give a little brief description of it? Because a few guys were kind of had some issues with it, but maybe you can kind of clarify that up or something. That just...
Yeah, pretty much what I came up with was I was trying to do something for the grudge racers, you know, because we have a couple classes that we run, and, you know, we're going to crown champions at the end of the year for those classes. So I want to do something special for the grudge racers. Well, what I was trying to do was pretty much title a grudge racer of the year for Texas Grudge Fest. And with input from different people and stuff, pretty much what I came up with, like, we got eight people locked in for a race. They each buy in for $500, and pretty much winner takes all, and winner takes the title of Texas Grudge Fest Grudge Racer of the Year.
Okay.
So it's you know, it's going to be a heads-up racing, you know, clocks off and everything, and just pretty much run what you brung, best man win, instead of just doing a vote where it becomes a pocket pretty common.
Okay. Would that be like an eight-field basis, first round, second round, third round, elimination?
Well, so we have eight racers. They'll go from eight to four, then to two. So it's going to be three races. That's it. Three races you want to count these.
Okay. All right. And I think maybe for the last two, for the championship, I think we're probably going to try to mount some onboard cameras on each bike and have one facing the other person. Try something different this year.
Oh, yeah. That'd be real cool. We put some GoPro cameras on it or something.
Yeah. I'd like to put more than that. We may try more than that, but we may go with two. But we may go with more. Just opinion.
I gotcha.
Okay.
And we got racers out of Houston, Dallas, Arkansas, Alabama, San Antonio, well, Austin, I guess, and pretty much people all around representing the all the different crews and stuff. So it's gonna be a good mixture. Different bikes and stuff.
I can imagine. I definitely can imagine. Now, this is also going to be on October the 13th. That's correct?
Yes, sir. October 13th. Texas Grudge Fest. It'll be our final race for the year.
Okay. Any time changes or everything basically starting up at the same time? Or?
Yeah, everything's going to be the same. Open the gates around 3. You get racing at 4. I'm going to try and a couple of the grudge races that we're racing this, we're kind of concerned they might not get any other races that night. So what I told him, I was going to make this start pretty late, like probably maybe the first round of that will probably be 9 o'clock. That way they can get their grudge races in before it even starts. You know, if they got from 4 to 9 to get whatever they want to get in, you know.
Okay. I got you. Okay. All right. Cool. Well, we got another guy here. His great hand. So we're going to ask you to hold on for 1 second and let's take this caller. 5320.
Yeah.
The mic is open.
Hey,
5320, your mic is open.
Hello? No, man, yeah. I didn't do that.
Okay, he must be just, yeah. Chris, also, you said you're going to kind of get kicked off earlier, too.
Yeah, yeah, we're going to try to get it kicked off early. I know you had told me to get with Mike and see if he would come on tonight. I tried calling him, and, of course, you know, it's just two info of Gene and him and AM, and I didn't get an answer, but Mike do work kind of late. It probably would have been hard for him to do it because Mike, it ain't for him to be in that shop till, you know, 9 at night, you know, because there's only two of them working. But, you know, but he did tell me Friday night he's going to leave out Friday night about 6, headed this way. I talked to Jeff Rose, and he was trying to explain that either Grayson was going to be riding his bike or Jeremy. The only ripple is that Rick is going out. They're taking the bike out tomorrow night. I don't know if they did anything else to the bike, but they're going to take it out tomorrow night, make a couple hits on the bike, and he said they're going to go from there. So, I mean, I guess he's waiting on Rick's decision as of tomorrow night on whether he's going to ride. He said if not, he's just going to try to get up with Jeremy and get Jeremy, fly Jeremy in and let him ride the bike. That's the last time I talked to Jeff, which was yesterday. So I really can't say who's going to actually be on his bike. I really don't know, but I know it. I know it'll be there because Mike's bringing it with him.
Okay. All right. You got an eraser locked in with your bike yourself, or you?
Well, me and Jigsaw Team, you know, we always going at it. either I'm going to go heads up with that black bike that he beat me on down there in Hattiesburg, or either I'm going to let him stage his back tie with the Corona 1000 that they got.
Okay.
So one of the two races I'm going to do, if not both of them, but, you know, when you're hosting, you have to try to keep the races to a limit because I want to make sure all of my races are satisfied with passes and things like that. We're going to try to keep them staging lanes. We're going to keep them flowing.
Okay.
So, you know, but once it gets flowing and everything gets to running smooth, I'll be able to spend more time with Mike and getting this bike like I want it because I'm probably going to do a couple of things different to it. And to try nothing major, something small. That way, if it don't work, I can go back to my regular setup.
Yes, okay. At this time here, this is Erica, I want to say your mic is unmuted. Is Erica, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay.
You didn't see my number? No, I'm being real because I'm just listening, like, okay, I can say something when. What's going on, Chris?
Everything is going, Erica. I just want you to know, man, there's a lot of callers on this tonight.
I know. How's everything going?
It is going. So we're going to open the floor and give you the attention here for a minute, Ms. Gary. Let me introduce you as the co-host.
Everybody say hello. Hello, everybody. Grip, I can't make it.
Yeah, I got your text. And
okay.
I could tell you was kind of frustrated, so I didn't want to keep talking about it.
Yeah, I want my bike. You know what I mean? I want my bike. So, I wanted to see a lot of people that were going to be there. So keep me for the next race, and I'll make sure I definitely make it.
Hey, stuff happens, and I will post it to let everybody know that you won't be able to make it because of, you know, your motorcycle.
Okay, thank you. But I will be at Chris's event on the 29th, though, definitely.
Yeah, we understand. I'm going to try to make it to that one. Right now, I got it penciled in. You know, I ain't the driver, I'm just a rider. But as of me, you know, I got it penciled in, and I'm going to talk with him more about it. And we'll probably wind up down there. And also in October, we're going to go to Dano's race.
Okay, cool, dude.
Yeah.
All right,
and,
go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. But, Chris, you said something about Hattiesburg having another race. You said when now, October?
Yeah, that's October the 27th.
October 27th, okay. And, that ain't but like 2 hours, so I'll try to hit that one, too, this year.
Okay. All right. Well, we got two more callers here. I'm going to take the moment here to open the mic. So, 5320, your mic is open, and 9334, your mic is open.
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on?
I don't know. This is Marco Polo. I'm checking in.
Okay, what's going on, Marco?
I can't call it. So, Erica, you not coming?
No, I'm not coming, and no, I'm not backing out of that race with you either. So I will see you at Twigs, and we will rematch right over there.
Oh no, it sounds like you you're bagging out to me. What do you think?
Oh
girl?
Man, I knew something like this was gonna be said. Dang. Dang. Yeah, I'm gonna have to eat this one. I'm sorry. Yeah. I don't run from anybody, but I mean, it may seem like it, but. I mean, you can call Chris Jones right now. He's got my bike. You can call the shop. My bike is there. It's not in my control. But
so
you'll
look
get
like
your
I'm
time on the 29th.
Look like I'm going to have to show up at Grip Race and just watch some good racing going on. Of course, there's going to be some great racing going on now. You know, every time he throws something is amazing. You know, so big ups to Grip on that. I guess I'm going to have to make that run on down the Twigs at the end of the month.
It is what it is. My bike will be ready, though. I'm just letting you know. After I get it back, it's going to be ready. So we're going to have a good race.
I don't know. I'm come down to Twigs. I might have to give you some next thing. You be telling me what you think.
Hold on. Can we talk about something else? Because my bike isn't even ready yet. I have no business even talking.
Well,
is anybody else out there got some ready bikes for 1,000 that wants to race my?
Yeah, I mean I'm open for it. You know, I'd be at Holiday Beach with flying colors and jingle bells.
Okay, Marco, I tell you what, Marco, what kind of raise can we do with Kenny again then?
With Kenny?
Now, you see what you did to us at the last raise. Now, you know, see what you did to us.
But, hey, shit, I don't know, Grip. You don't want to do the same race?
Oh, man, we weren't even in the same area code with you. You was in Georgia when we crossed the start line. I mean, the finish line, man. You really have to.
Hey. I just looked up, I say.
No, man, that was talent. You didn't freeze up. I ain't going to lie. Hey, look, man, I've been around racing a long time. When I bet my money, I told him, guys, I said, he going to red light. I swear that's what I told him. But you know what? You left. You didn't bog. You didn't make no mistake with money on the line. I got to give you credit, man. Hey, you done moved up from Columbia, Mississippi. I got to give you credit. I mean, you did your thing, man. I can't hate. You know, you killed us. You killed us, literally. We ran on motor, and we was 3 inches shorter, and I really thought that we would win that race. But, no, man, we didn't even have a chance.
Well, I appreciate that, Grip. You know, I've been watching you for many years, you know. So, I mean, I wouldn't mind racing Kenny back, you know, and I guess we can get together and make a decision on something, you know.
Yeah, you talk to your people, and I talk to mine. It ain't got to be for a lot of money. You know how we do it. You know what I'm saying?
Because
most definitely we're not going to shut the track down after one raise because I'm trying to keep something in my pocket so I can keep gambling. So you know how
right.
I go. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So we'll kick it off with a little something, man. But real talk, there's no way possible we could take that bike and run your heads up. Not with your ride skills. I felt like he was going to outride you, but you treat him. You did everything better than him. 60, 330. I mean, the whole race. I mean, you just, but that's that off-the-trailer shit that'll happen to you. You know, he hadn't even been down the track. Really, a shakedown wouldn't have helped him. Because he ran his number. I mean, I looked at the ticket. He ran his number. But, hell, when you were gone, he was moving. And ain't no way in hell he's going to come from behind. And then
right.
You on nitrous and he was on motor. Ain't no way. Ain't no way. But good run, man. Hey, good run. I mean, good run. You beat us. I mean, you beat us.
Well, I mean, I appreciate it. Hell, man. Hell, you. Turned right back around. Well, before that, and you gave us some, and shit, you demolished us real bad.
Yeah, I did.
You know?
I did. I forgot about that. Hook probably still mad at me behind it.
Hey, I mean, hell, I look at it. Hell, we broke even that night, you know.
Yeah, but it was a good race. Though. It was a good race.
Yeah.
It was a great race.
Yeah.
And this one is going to be even better. I mean, believe me, this one is going to be way better.
Oh, yeah. I just hey, Erica can't beat us, so I give her the back tie or something, you know.
He's gonna give you some
that video. I have the video in my bike clearly bogged. Now, if it didn't bog and you didn't have your nitrous on, then we probably would have had a real good race. I would have gave you half of your money. But that's not how, you know, the rules were, broken.
Hey, Erica.
What?
Can I ask you a question?
What?
Was my brake lights working at the end of the track?
I don't know. I have no idea. You know, get your laughs out now, because you're going to laugh all the way until September 29th, and this is going to stop. So get it out now. Get it out now.
Okay.
I'm not scared of you, Marco Polo.
I hear you. But
I also want to announce on the September 29th race over in Twix, we're going to have two belts for grabs, too. We're going to have the Grudge belt from the first race, which was the rainout. That Grudge all-out belt is still up for grabs, and we're going to have a new belt for the hand clutch shootout. So I kind of want to put that out there. To give away on the 29th. We have another caller here, 5320. Your mic is open. Okay, he's still. Anybody else have any announcements or anything they want to make or any information they want to share about a Grudge race coming up, or they got one locked in or want to call out someone?
I know y'all might be wondering, well, why a group having this race and ain't no lock-ins. Actually, I've talked to a lot of people, and I don't like to really post races like that. Now, if they want to do it on their own, it's fine. But over the last past year, I think a lot of people done turned sour with that lock-in thing because it makes people come to the track. And, yes, you know, I do understand why they say lock-in. But when you got to think, if these people travel to a track on their lock-in, and you got the two racers, okay? One of them get paid the lock-in money if you don't race, but if you got 150, 200 people coming to see that race, they don't get nothing out of it. They still disappointed. And like I said, to each his own. A lock-in, hey, it's fine. I talked to the guy that owns Billy Mays, and he offered to pay me my gas money if he didn't run me at the last My Rock event, and I told him that's really not necessary because if I can afford to go and race, I'm going to go and race. And if I don't get a race, hey, I go to strip club and blow whatever money I took the race with or go do whatever. I like to go and chill, meet people and things like that. But like I said, to each his own on a lock-in. I mean, but I've never been a fan of it because I think it blocks more races. And then it does not prove which bike is the fastest. It does not prove that. Now, no, that's why I say if you want to race, I feel like if you can afford to go do it, go do it. You know what I'm saying? But if your money funny, I just don't even know. You know what I'm saying? That's me. That's me, but to each his own, though.
And what happens if my bike breaks? I got to pay the money.
That's just like the Texas crew. I got to give them props. I mean, I know everybody's been kind of talking down on whatever, but for them guys to come up with eight locked-in, well, I wouldn't say locked-in, but agreed races, you know, to do that.
What are you talking about,
Mark? Man, I want to give them, you know, big props for making that happen so soon. So that's like, what, about 3 or 4 days, Alex, with that idea?
Yeah, can you still hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Actually, I came up with the idea early yesterday, and within less than 24 hours, I had eight racers locked in.
Okay.
And and even after I had the eight racers locked in, people were still trying to get in it, but I told them, like I put online, it was just going to be the first day that locked in, so.
Okay. I got you. Okay. 0143. Your mic is open. 04. Your mic is open. 0143. And Griff, for the people for the first time coming over there to your race, do you know offhand the address to it? the facility, how they can get off of 20 to get to it? Or?
The address, I don't have it in my head. It's on the roll call on cycle bikes, but it's very easy to get there. Anybody traveling west out of Birmingham, traveling west toward Tuscaloosa, you travel to exit 97. When you get to exit 97, of course, you're traveling west. You're going to exit off to your right. Okay, when you exit off to your right, come to the stop sign, you hang up, you make, just make that left.
Listening.
And you travel down maybe 4 miles, and the track is going to be on your right. If you're coming from Tuscaloosa, you're going to travel east on 20 until you get to exit 97. Exit off to your right, stay right, and go down, and the track is 4 miles on the right. It's smack dab in the middle of Birmingham and Tuscaloosa off exit 97. And once you get off on that exit, you're going to know where to go because you're going to be seeing trucks, trailers, motorcycles, and everything because there's a few gas stations and places to eat right there off of that exit. So the track is very, very simple to find. Very good track, too. It's got 7 staging lanes. The 8th mile is all concrete. Plenty of shutdown room. Grudge races come to the front. And I'm going to say this, too. Cars are going to be there for rubber. You know, I expect it's all grudge racing. I expect if it's 20 cars, there'll be a lot. But believe me, you will get your passes because that's why I'm doing all grudge and no classes. Cars do not take priority over the motorcycles. I'm going to be in the staging lanes. My brother going to be in the staging lane. He like cars. I like bikes. We're going to make sure that everybody get as many passes as they want. Now, singles, we'll start out doing singles, but once the staging lane gets crowded, we will have to pair them up. But just pick somebody that, you know, you take a stock street bike and get out there with him. It don't matter. Just make 2 go down so everybody else can actually get their passes in. The reason why I do this in September is because if I do it in April at the first grudge race, it'll be a cluster, believe me. Yes, it's good for the promoters. You'll make a lot of money because you have 1 million people there, but you're going to disappoint your racers because you ain't going to have enough track time because it's going to be 1 million cars be at the first one. But what it is, we do a series. We do 4 a year. And all I do is just invite the local bikes on the all these other races. And in September, that's when I put it out for any and everybody to come. Now, anybody is welcome to come during the series. It really don't matter. But just to keep it from being a clusterfuck, I don't invite the bikes until September because guess what? The cars, hey, they done got tired of coming because the cars do like the bikes. They come from everywhere, and they do simply grudge. And no classes, just simply grudge racing. And but like I said, you'll get plenty of passes. Last year, I don't think we had not one oil down, cross my fingers. I don't think we had one accident, and we actually got, I mean, people actually just got tired of running. You know, I mean, grudge races went down back to back to back, and I think everybody was pretty much satisfied with their race. I don't think that I didn't really get any real complaints. I think, you know, it turned out to be really good.
Okay. Well, we got several callers here with their hands up. We got like a few calls here. 1746, your mic is open.
Hey, yeah, just Custom Cut.
What's going on?
Yeah, I'm. What's up, everybody? I'm strictly on here tonight just to monitor Mike, just in case anybody gets snappy at the mouth. I'll be here to back them up or correct them. So just forget, like, Grip, I want you to forget about that I'm on the phone. Just say what you got to say. And just don't get out of pocket because I heard something about you was coming into that race in, October the 13th.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
Why not? You done banned me or something? You done banned me from Balboa?
No, sir. No, sir. I want to throw something out there, but I'll wait till you get a little closer. I may have something for you.
Okay, well, it's fine.
Hey, yes,
but look,
sir.
You never give me, I'm like Tupac, never give me time to think. Never.
Yeah.
You got to get me early. Don't never give me time now. That's a long time from now. You know that, don't you?
Well, you'll be in my backyard there, brother. My backyard.
Hey, remember I'm at home wherever I go. Hey, I'm at home wherever I go. Or track, I'm at home wherever I go.
God,
okay. Well, hey, it ain't no but a straight line you got to go down. Rubber in front of you, just go down through there.
I think I won more races away from Holiday Beach than I'd have won at Holiday Beach.
Well, we ain't never bumped heads with each other at the track, but I think I'm going to take that old Caesar bike and run that little 1,000 you got through the quarter that weekend.
Yeah, who bike?
That old bike I used to have, the old turd y'all used to call it, remember? Y'all used to call my old bike the turd.
Don't put me in that, man. I ain't never said nothing bad about your bike. Now, don't put me in that, man.
Well, you know what? I just thought maybe you were thinking like that, so, you know,
okay,
I apologize.
Okay.
But, I want to try to do something with that bike. I told them boys who purchased that bike I was going to try to find them a race, and I knew a good size guinea pig at.
Okay. Well, that's me. You know me, I'm a lab rat. I'm a lab rat. Everybody experiment on me.
Well, come on down. I mean, I really want to race you. You know, I got a lot of respect for your ride since you look up to Shine and all them other boys. But, you know.
Shine, good people. Yeah, Shine taught me a lot, man. Taking my money. That's how he taught me. You know, in my pocket. That's how he taught me.
That's why I want to race you, because I feel like you want to. One of the top riders out there in your league, you know. If
that,
you know,
in my league. In my league.
Yeah, in your league. I mean. But, I ain't going to talk your head off tonight. I'm just strictly on here to monitor lips tonight. So I'm going to back off and let everybody else do talk. But watch out. I'm still on here.
Wow.
Somebody got a fan clue.
He's
wow.
Right, man. Come on.
He's
right. 0.43. Your mic is open. Okay, he may be just on here listening. Okay, 3750. Your mic is open. 3750, your mic is open.
What's up, Chris?
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing. I just calling in just to hear the people talk about the race. That's it.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Man, you got that purple rain bike still from Nokia?
Well, no, it ain't on Kia yet.
Okay.
It's on murder. It's on murder, she wrote.
Damn.
So
when your first grudge race that you want to try to attend, it's going to be that?
Say that.
So when is the first grudge race you're going to try to bring it out?
I've been going through a few surgeries lately, you know. I'm getting ready to go through my last final surgery. You know, hopefully this one come out like the last one. I'll be finished and done with them.
Okay.
Then I'll be able to sit back and play then.
Okay.
But I don't have to be there for the bike to go now. I don't have to be there. Like I said, I run with the crew, you know. I run with the Memphis boys and twin them welcome to get the bike. If they're going to want to go to the track, then, you know, they know what's happening with it.
You said twin them out of Memphis?
Yeah, the Memphis boys.
How much twin weigh now?
I say he's welcome to get it. We're going to have somebody in chocolate that'll match up with your weight.
No, the reason why I was saying was twin weight is pound for pound. I mean, I'm going to get credit with credit due. I don't think that my bike is fast as yours, but that's why I wouldn't run Richard on that bike. But with a little more weight on it, I probably would try.
Well, you give it a little time. I'm going to be riding in a minute.
How much you weigh?
I weigh 170 pounds.
Well, that's cool. I weigh 150. So, you know, that's unsafe.
I'm going to be small. I'm getting ready to go through the final surgery. I'm going to be a little smaller than this right when I come out.
I hear.
So we'll be able to match up weight pretty good, and I ain't ducking nobody. I'm looking for everybody.
Oh, it's all good, man. You know, when people make racing personal, that's when they don't have them. I just like to see two bikes go down the track and see what's what, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Believe me, I ain't mad either way it go. I just like to race.
Yeah. It's cool. We just was trying to get it worked out, you know, work a few bugs out, you know.
Okay, so that's what's up.
That's why we haven't really put it down against nobody. We want to make sure the bike is right all the way before we put our money on the line.
I feel you.
Man, yeah, this sounds so proper. Man.
So when's the next big race going on then?
Well, you got several of them going on. You got Grips Race this weekend coming up on the 15th.
And where that's supposed to be at?
Woodstock, Alabama. The track name is Holiday Beach.
That's an eighth of a mile?
Yeah, it's 8 miles.
Yeah. So how far is what highway is Woodstock on? That's on 10 or off of 20?
That's off of 20.
Off of 20?
Yeah, it's about 15 minutes above Tuscaloosa. It's in between Birmingham and Tuscaloosa.
We'll be coming from New Orleans.
Yeah, so you would come up 20 and come through Tuscaloosa.
How far is about from New Orleans?
I can be in New Orleans in roughly 4 hours. So that's probably what you are from the track. You probably 4.5, 5
from
the track.
About five hours.
Yeah,
it's Woodstock, like Alabama.
Yeah.
All right. We might try to make it out there, man. We might not have our weapons with us, because we're trying to get them together right now.
Oh, man, you better not go out there without no weapons, dude.
Nah, I like to go without the weapons. They talk shit, I can back it up, though. I ain't going to be down long. There's a lot of them come out there without a weapon and talk a lot of talk.
Yeah, you're right about that.
And a lot of them come out there with the weapon and do a lot of talking.
Yeah, that's it. There you go. You said a mouthful. You said that. But you know, one thing I say about these guys will try you. I mean, because, you know, they'll try you anywhere, but, you know, it's more or less the money. You know what I'm saying? Most of these guys, as long as something forward, man, these guys, they'll try something. I got to give them credit.
Yeah.
I called Priceless yesterday. Priceless said that he willing to try anybody on a trailer with a stock chassis, all motor, anybody. Stock chassis, all motor, street type. No shakedown off the trailer. He said he come in the race. I guess he can get tired of getting pickweed. He's going to get pickweed all year long. He said he's not racing. So I guess he determined to get him a race off the pickweed.
Is that the Cadillac bike, or is that the other bike you were talking about?
That's the Cadillac bike.
Okay.
He's bringing both of them, though. You know, cocaine, that's the nitrous booster. It's on a slick, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
Man, cocaine ain't coming to no race. He been saying he's going to bring cocaine to the last past three races.
I'm doing my job.
Cocaine, they said they were going to have that bike in the last three races.
Well,
who that custom cuts on you?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I'm just strictly monitoring.
I know what you mean.
What's going on? We need to make it back over that way.
Huh?
Chris needs to throw another race over there.
I think we have one October 6th coming up.
Where are they?
And no problem.
Hey, Grip.
You.
Hey, for the guys that are going to use GPSs, I got the address for the track.
Okay, you can put it out there.
It's 201-05 Highway 11, Woodstock, Alabama.
I guess they wrote it down. Everybody that needs it, I guess they jotted it down.
Do you need me to repeat it, Grip?
Nah, you don't have to. If anybody needs your action. Well, appreciate it, though, man. Appreciate it.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, y'all don't hear no dogs barking in my background, dude.
No, we don't hear
that. Okay, good. I don't want y'all to be talking about no background noise because of Grip. My neighbor hunt, he got hound dogs, and they barking like hell around about now.
getting ready for hunting season.
Huh? Exactly. They barked all summer long. They howling like hell back there now.
Man, do we have anybody else want to express any views or any comments they want to make this time? It's pretty quiet tonight, but the first hour is always quiet, and I think it gets kind of right at the second hour of the show. I was hoping Chris came on board to kind of talk about the No Problem Race.
Huh?
I said I was hoping Chris came on board to kind of discuss about the No Problem Race for the 6th.
I don't think a lot of people know about it, though.
Well.
Is it on Psychobite?
I think it is a topic out there. About
I
it.
Think I saw one of the topics.
Yeah. Well, you know, after this show is over with, too, man, I need to touch base with you because we may have a gold mine for you.
What that mean? That mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bikes, we'll be selling a few, and he's been asking everyone that needs it to PM him or either put it on Cycle Bike so he will know exactly how much to bring. Maybe he'll bring some extra cans, and we have a man that's going to be on the site with Nicest, and he also has a pump, so you don't have to worry about freezing no ball. He'll be able to pump.
Okay. All right.
I'm glad you asked that because I was going to actually say that, and I forgot about it.
Okay.
Spectator count, like I said, it will be, it's crazy at this race. I've been to a lot of races, and I have not seen this many spectators. I guess, you know, they're not really used to seeing a lot of racing around here, and it's just something we do it. Spectators, I mean, it'd be a lot of, I mean, that's really what I like about it, man. It's a lot of spectators there.
So, Miss Erica.
Yeah.
Next on your list for is the 29th race. You have any lock-in, well, I shouldn't say use the word lock-in races. Anybody in particular who's trying to race besides Marco?
There's plenty of people. There's a whole line. Decoy. I wouldn't mind racing Jarrett on a hand clutch.
You got him beat already. When you say a hand clutch, you got him beat already.
He must have not have been monitoring that.
No, he ain't. He done got off. It ain't many people that can put a clutch in their hand. Now, there ain't many people that can do it.
I agree with you.
I'm waiting on Snoop to get through here. Wait till Snoop get through here. They're going to thank a spider in.
We're going to try 0143. Your mic is open. Let me ask you, do anyone have a phone on speaker or is it?
I hear, but it ain't me.
Okay. That's a custom cut. You're a platinum man, but I know it's still fun. Marco Polo.
I'm with you.
So your bike fill up basically with hand clutch, stock?
Yeah. I'm a stock hand.
Okay.
And you know, I stopped and set up. I stretched out a little bit. I got a shot of spray, you know.
So when they come at cuss and cuss with no big pot, hey, y'all can laugh at me. It won't get over 5 seconds.
No, they can laugh at me because I'm not going to do it. No, I'm the one they can laugh at because I'm not going to do it. I mean, come on, man. It ain't no win really in that at all. I mean, don't get me wrong. Everybody pull their money up and they come up to see whatever it's going to come up to. Hey, it is what it is. But I know me. I'm going to bet X amount of dollars. And I'm usually going to bring enough money to attract to lose twice. If I win, hey, it's all good. But that be my mindset. I'm going to take enough money to lose two races and I'm parking for the rest of the day. I mean, people look at you like, well, he ain't got it, okay? Do you know that there's certain people out here in this game that you see them at the track, they'll bet you $1 million on a race, but when they leave the track, look what they're riding in or look how they dressed when you see them out. And you got people that you can see them dressed out, and they dress to the T, Cartier watches, True Religion jeans, and they'll go to the track and they're going to run you for but $500 to $1,000. So it's all in what you like to do. You know what I'm saying? It's all in what you like. I've been foolish with money in my days, don't get me wrong. But I ain't finna do it now.
Yeah, but Grill, a lot of that is that when they raise the pot like that, they really scared to run you. They know you can't cover the pot.
You're right.
Exactly.
That go on a lot with me. I go to a race. They say they want to run me. When they get there, we'll run for $10,000. Come on, man. I'm not going to run for that.
It takes the fun out of it. It takes all the fun out of it. Because, you know, anybody that think they making money, it ain't but one man I know made money doing this. And that was Rob with the dope thing. Now, he had it, and he would bet his own money. I mean, Rob actually covered all the pots that he bet on pretty much. And he made money with the dope thing because when he brought that bike out, it was doing things that the regular 1,000 wasn't doing. And he jumped on these guys and got paid quick with that bike. You got to think, if he bet 10 stacks and it's out of his own pocket, he paid for that bike. I mean, honestly, he did. But Rob quit when he couldn't get a raise, and he was spending so much money having Jeremy to come to the track and not getting a raise, he chilled out, and I can't fault him for it. A lot of people think that, okay, well, he quit, but now he coming back. Yeah. I mean, Miracle, we talk, he coming back. But that big pot stuff, to each his own, don't get me wrong, but you can't down a man that ain't doing it. You know what I'm saying? And
right.
Me,
right.
I ain't. Yeah. That's a world I really don't even want to live in. I mean, when Mike put our bike together, he told me, he said, this bike is big and for most. I told him to leave his bike like it is because I've been running the same setup for 3 years, ain't never broke nothing, crossed my fingers, might break it fast, but I've never broke nothing. I never put fibers in the bike, and they didn't even need fibers. I just threw them in there, and I've been running the same thing for 3 years. And the bike is fairly fast for what it is, but I'd rather go to a track and be able to raise than to have to put all this money in the bike and then, okay, it's going to take so much for me to run my bike. Oh, hell no. That takes fun out of it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but why nobody don't back me up when they say that about me? When I say I want to run for a stack. Oh, that's too, that ain't enough. That ain't enough, cuz you're cheap. You're cheap.
Well, I'm cheap with you. Hey, you know what?
Damn right. Me too.
I'm cheap with
you.
Me too, man. Hey, I tell you what, I'm going to tell you what I did one time, man. Matter of fact, Marco was there. At the last race we did up here, I was in the staging lane. With his partner. How much do Hook weigh, man? 200 pounds?
Yeah, about 240.
Okay. We was in the state. I'm in the shakedown anyway. Okay. He asked for one in the move. I said, you got it. What we run for, man? Was it $200?
Yeah, about $200.
I'm like, we pulled our money together and we raised. I was going down the track anyway. He was, too. Hey, ain't
right.
No, but you know what? At the end of the day, you raced. That's my point. You great. You seen what your bike was able to do. Now I know I can give a 240-pound man the back tie and the move. I know I can do that. You know what I'm saying? You know, but
exactly.
Some people, man, you know what I'm saying, it take the fun out of it. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, to each his own, I'll probably get blasted because, okay, well, Grip, he did, he did. That's cool. I'd be there. But at the end of the day, I ain't going to be broke when I leave the track. I bet you that. Well, no matter how I go, I ain't going to be broke.
And I think that's what That's what people got against me. You know, I race for the pot they call, and then when I win and dance, they get mad. See, that's messing my dance routine up. I don't want nobody to mess that up. Now that I know you'll run for, you know, a little bit, let's run for a little bit, and if I dance on you, don't get mad.
Man, they ain't gonna be mad you dance on me, man. They ain't gonna be mad. You dance on me, you dance on me, man.
Guys, hold that throat. We got several callers with their hands up. We're going on to 9275. Your mic is open.
Okay.
9275, your mic is open.
Who you on that mic? All I heard was the TV.
Oh, yeah, that's all. 6583, your mic is open.
Hey, Custom Cuts, this is Body Snatcher.
Oh, what's going on, my friend?
What's up, buddy? Hey, we want to know when you're going to have a motor in Black Caesar.
Oh, man, I got that. I'll be back up in North Carolina in 2 more weeks to pick it up.
All right.
We're
wondering what you
want to
do with BMF.
If y'all can get it down to 13, come on.
Say again?
If y'all can get it down here at the race on the 13th, come on. I mean, I think that's a long time coming right there. I think we need to see that race.
Okay, all right.
We really do. I mean, yeah, y'all.
The race we're going to do it at, we just want to make sure you're down to do that race.
Oh, yeah, I'm down to do that race. I didn't get enough time to tell y'all. I like how y'all pounced on me up there.
Hey, it's all good, man. We tried to give you some hospitality while you was there, too. So,
We're
all about having some fun, man. I hear everybody tonight talking about all these big old craziness going on and stuff. We bound to race. We bound to have some fun like what y'all are talking about. So you just get at us, let us know when you want to do this and when that motor's in, and BMF will be there to appease your question.
Well, I like the way you started off, but the way you tried to end the conversation. peas. Now, my vocabulary is real small. Peas.
Yeah, we're going to appease that Black Caesar. We're going to let you get a little bit of taste of a dragon tail up that ass.
Okay, all right. That's cool enough. I appreciate you chiming in, buddy.
Man, we're going to try 9275 again. Your mic is open. The body snatcher. Body snatcher. So how many races is that for you at Custom Cuts for the 13th?
I got tackle box and Lil C.
Like body snatches too, so that's about 3 or 4, maybe 5 races for you.
Trust me, Chris, they ain't gonna show up. They ain't gonna show up. I just entertained what he just said to be courteous to him. He's not gonna show up. They're not gonna come to the South. They're not gonna come. Lil C came in that trailer, in Possum's trailer up in North Carolina, asked me for a race. And I told him, bring your little short ball head tail on down there, and you can get a race too. So, I'm going to race Tackle Box. He ain't chimed in probably about 2 or 3 weeks. And I'm going to race Lil C. So, I mean, if either one of those races go down, y'all going to see a good race, because Black Caesar will be fresh to death. I'm talking about with all new goods.
I got a request.
Everybody that can hear it. October 13th, September 29th, the next two races. Y'all lower these pots a little bit so I can see some racing. That's what I want to see. Y'all just lower the pots so I can see some racing. Because if I drive way to Valdosta, I want to see some racing. For real.
Oh, if you drive to the south, you're going to get a race.
Well, I hope so.
Huh.
I got something for you.
Who gonna do it for? Someone gonna do it for?
Look, we can start at 05.
We can do that on Shakedown if you want to, then.
Yeah, I'm talking about double zero, not triple.
I feel you. Yeah, that's why we can do that on the Shakedown.
Hell, I want a little action if I come down there too, man.
See, I'll wait for you to put your foot in your mouth. See ya? I'll wait for you to put your foot in your mouth.
Don't do it wrong like that.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, I'll lay off for you.
We still gonna play though, right? With self-fitting, right?
He ain't forgot.
Hey, if you only knew.
Hey, Custom Cuts,
yeah,
Body Snatcher.
Oh, man. Yeah. What's up, man?
Hey, where did you want to do that race at?
Valdosta
on the 13th and 14th, right?
No, just on the 13th, on the Saturday.
Okay.
Yeah. So talk to your crew. I know you're not the boss of the crew, so talk to the boss and let me know.
Say again?
I know you're not the boss of the crew. Talk to your crew and let me know.
Okay.
You know, it's simple, Body Snatcher.
Yeah, we pretty simple, too. I'm just making sure.
Okay. Enough said, buddy.
You got it.
All right, guys, we got two more callers, man. 5843. Your mic is unmuted. I
really don't like that.
6645. Your mic is unmuted.
It's awesome.
6645. Your mic is unmuted.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yeah, Jared.
Jared. I go by Custom Cuts, but yeah, I speak on my other
no,
name.
No. Your name is Jared, buddy. I don't even know why I entertain the idea of chasing you around, but if you want to do something involved, you got to lock in so I can get that funk out.
Yeah, who am I speaking with, sir?
You know who you're talking to. This ain't Body Snatcher.
I don't know who this is. Honest.
Oh, my God.
I mean, man, I don't know too many guys, boys. I mean, tell me, what's your name, huh? I don't keep up with no
dude,
boys.
I'm nobody, buddy. I'm nobody. Don't worry about it. I'll just go back on mute and listen.
Okay, I mean, you don't want to tell your name.
They're not possum. I
mean, is that possum?
It's possum.
Yeah, that's possum.
Oh, I didn't recognize your voice. It wasn't all grimy and... What's going on,
we just simple. We just simple custom cuts.
Okay, can do the usual lock in. You know what we do? Yada yada yada. Come on, y'all got your money last time. I mean, come on, it's not rocket science. If y'all want to run, be down here. We'll lock the money in time. Y'all get to the track just like last time, man. Come on, now. Y'all ain't never had no problem with money with me, now.
Yeah, we ain't never got no race with you either.
Y'all got a race last time. Y'all beat us in
North
Carolina.
No, we didn't get to race you. Your builder wouldn't let you race the bike. We wanted you to ride it, but he said you were not allowed to ride the bike. I was like, okay,
You know what?
Get him on the phone. Don't deny
you know
it.
You know what? I got people. Wait, hold on. You want to let me talk? I got people on this phone right now. I tell you that he said after running off that bike and made that pass, I was free to do whatever I wanted to. So you're trying to sugarcoat your own little words.
Okay, well, hold on. If you're free, after what pass? You did or after Ron did?
Well, after they put the bike in the trailer. So, I mean,
all I'm saying is what your builder told me to my face.
Let me tell you, Foster, I'm only responsible for Caesar. Okay, I get to the track. They got two motorcycles there. I can only ride those bikes. I don't call no shots on them bikes except my bike.
So y'all come October the 13th, I'll
call
the shots on my
body. No, you're absolutely right. If that's how you change the game plan up, you're right. But before you came to Rockingham, you had explained to everybody, which we can pull up Grudge Talk Radio from the week previous.
Man,
you
we
said
ain't got to pull
you
up that.
Other bikes you can run people with.
Wait, hold on.
You said you can't speak to those bikes. You were speaking for them last week.
You keep,
but it's okay, buddy. We done dusted that bike off, and if you were sitting on it, it would look worse. So it's okay.
Man, whatever, man. Y'all got your little win. That's cool. I wasn't on there. Y'all want my head.
It wasn't, we didn't want to race Ron. We didn't want to race Ron. We wanted to race you. But you know what? He was in the staging lanes. He got it. That's all. It's okay.
Hey,
nothing
he
to talk
got
about.
It. So what you saying?
Did you see him make a pass on that bike?
Yeah, we might as well make a pass. He made a better pass than Ron did. I'm giving him credit. I'm giving CC credit.
Thank
he
you.
Looked better than Ron did. Ron wheelied up. I never saw the bike wheelie up when he got on. It just looked slow. Maybe his builder wasn't giving him all the – well, hold on. I'm going to give you credit. Your builder said you didn't get the shakedown the night before. So, listen, hold on. Your builder said you didn't get the shakedown before because it didn't open the track. He wished he had more seat time on that bike. So I respected that, okay? But you looked better than he did on the bike. But we wanted you. It didn't matter if you ran faster on that bike than Ron did.
Well, I'm trying. Why are you talking about the pass? I told you October the 13th, I will lock the money in. Caesar's going to be at the track. You bring your crew.
Blowing more damn smoke to promote another race. I know, but.
Well, you know what? You know what? You ain't got to come. I got two other races.
I appreciate you. I appreciate you. I mean, you do give us gas money.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool. They make it. I give it to you. They make it. If you need it, I give it to you. But I came to Rockingham.
You did, and I didn't disrespect you, and I'm not disrespecting you now. I'm just wanting to race. My God, what did it take to get you on a bike? I understand your bike got hurt, the Indians fell through for whatnot, I don't know. But, hey, we will come to Valdosta, and we'll try again.
Okay, well, I mean, you know, all I can say is let's have this money locked in, and then y'all can get my money again. I'll try to get it. You will get your chance to race me, my friend. I'm not running from Possum.
No, I don't think you're running from me or anybody in particular. I think you're just an entertainer, buddy, and you're not going to race anyone.
No, trust me. I didn't come up there to entertain nobody but myself. I got something for you, Possum.
Okay.
And you set your 350-pound self on a motorcycle. I got something for you.
You ain't got nothing for me, buddy.
Yeah, because we racing head up. I don't get weight. Y'all talking about how much you weigh and what's the seat you put us off in that about that.
Well, since it's on 350 pounds, why don't you find someone 350 pounds to sit beside
me? That's impossible.
Not exactly. So there goes your impossible race.
That's impossible. But y'all come, we'll lock the thread in. But I need to know like a week before the race. Mm-hmm. Because see, I got to have everybody down.
Well, this is where you said come to Georgia, and this is where your people will be, and this is where everything will go down smooth for everybody. So, one more shot. Here we go.
Yeah.
Hey, Possum.
Yeah, buddy.
This is real, man.
Yeah, what's up, bro?
Hey, nothing. Hey, you ever thought about getting with Samson and him? Tacklebox Neil and y'all racing with Stormtrooper. Y'all never talked about that.
They already came to Rockingham. We already tried to do that at Rockingham and didn't go down. They said they'd meet up again, and we'd meet up again, so that's fine. I also heard them say they were going to come to the last mirror race. If they come to the last mirror race, we'll lock in with them with BMF against Cocaine and Sinister. We don't care.
Okay. I was just asking because right now there's is only two 1,000s out there, nine 2 flat sleek 1,000s out there that's really trying to go at it, and it's with Cobra and Headbuster, right?
Right.
But I know it's a lot of more of them out here. I mean, Sinister, yeah, man, I know Sinister raised, but ain't nothing down here this way set up like him, but maybe Lil C and he out there in Georgia. You know what I'm saying? But around this area, that's like pretty much in a class by itself. But it's just a few of them out here. They got quiet.
I thought Sinister was a booster now.
Yeah, he is, but, you know, I don't see the big difference, really. I've never known for a booster motor on a 1,000 to really make that much difference. And what I mean by that is...
No, they put it in a booster chassis now is what I was told.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know that.
Two legs up front.
One more caller here, 2719. We're going to unmute your mic. 2719, your mic is open.
You.
Yo, what's going on?
You. Hey, this graphic, hey, Paco, get off of it. Get off of it. Black Caesar came down at My Rock 2 race, bottom line.
They got a buck.
What's your name again?
I'm about to get run over.
Who is this?
It's your favorite fan.
Is it who?
How come you don't know anybody? I know them all.
Well, I'm glad somebody.
2719. What was your name?
Ruby Scrap.
Okay.
A yellow weapon. Well, I'm glad somebody though.
Will the ProMod bike be down there? Well, not the ProMod, but the Outlaw bike? Or you just don't have your bike there?
Those bikes, they got sent to Saudi Arabia like shortly after that race, so they're not going to be there.
Okay.
If the ProMod bikes ain't going to be there, that means Black Caesar in trouble then.
Okay.
I was on your side, but Black Caesar ain't staying Stormtrooper or BMF.
Hey, let me tell you something. One thing about me, I never got on here and asked anybody to be on my side. I ride alone. Y'all remember that. I never tried to team up with none of y'all cats because I don't need y'all here. So just remember that. I come to race y'all, not befriend y'all.
We ain't asking you to join our team. We're asking you for a race.
And I just told you. Man, do I have to keep repeating myself?
No, we heard enough of that.
You ain't got to repeat yourself. We're going to be there.
Okay, well. Who is we? We going to be there. Who is we?
Awesome Racing.
Well, okay. Well, about four or five of y'all on tonight. Okay. All right. Y'all going to be there. Yeah, well, a week before the race, let's lock this money in so we'll know y'all going to be there.
Dragging around.
It will be.
Okay.
You will be lost, get their head beat in down there. Watch what I tell you.
Okay. Well,
get their head beat in down there because they're going to look at that ticket. And Valvanta got very happy mile per hour. And they're going to think they're going fast as hell. And this same man over there going this same damn mile per hour was not fast. There's going to be some real estate players down there. That clock going to fool them. Had me happy as hell. I thought I had 190 one time down there. But I'm saying I'm willing to try anybody.
One thing you got, one thing.
I guess you woke up after that, then.
Hey, damn sure did. Hey, I tell you what I did. It won me money. I tried WBR. What's them guys down your way, cousin? White boy racing.
Man,
I tried them boys. That boy left out on me. I said, damn, I done fucked up. But that 1,000 when he located his ass after though. Yeah, but Chris, you got to understand, that boy down here don't get no respect for his grudge racing. I waxed him with my old Caesar bike. I mean, man, that dude, he'll get out the hole and he'll start coming up, and that's it. He's out of gas. That's it. He don't get no respect. We spit on him down here.
So you saying I beat him nobody?
Well, I mean, to us, he's a nobody. But the way you
came
on. Wow.
The boys were gambling with him now.
We got a lot of fools down here, too.
I had a lot of Georgia money in my pocket that night when I left Valdosta.
Well, you won't get none out of Custom Cuts now. I guarantee
I'm going to run over
him. Because he don't race.
he's taking me light. I'm going to run over him, though, for real. Don't watch what I tell you.
Okay. All right.
Caesar. I'm serious, man. I mean, I'm for real, though, man. It's going to take for me to make a mistake for you to win. And I rarely make them.
For real. You know what? Out of all the times I done got on YouTube, I never watched you. I don't watch Michael Jackson skate across the floor, but I never saw you.
I never saw you. Ain't on YouTube. I'm not on them.
Exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
I'm not on YouTube.
So look, I'm going to ask you one time. Are you a friend or are you a foe?
I'm neutral.
Oh, man. Ain't no neutral. Ain't
I'm
no neutral. No neutral, Grill.
Hey, I'm going to tell you something about me. You know how I do when I go to a track? I'm going to tell you something. If I go to a track, if I lose to a man, I'm going to try to get in on the pot with him and Nick Race, especially if I run my number. That's what I do. That's how I am. You can be, I ain't mad at all. And I hope you ain't mad if I win. I done beat people and then F them their fight. You know what I'm saying? I done had the green light to come on in my lane, and they swear they won the race. What kind of shit is that?
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Can anybody tell me what ACP at? What them boys at?
I don't know, man.
after I beat him, he quit racing. I mean, man, what them boys at? I mean, I want to give them their race back.
I tell you what.
I don't know, but we got another caller here with the hands. See, this may be a surprise for you, cuz that's 5842. Your mic is open. 5842, your mic is open.
My mic.
Looks like he went back in the cake. That wasn't no surprise. He went back in the cake. He went back in the cake.
So, Grip, was that the black and green 1000 talking about over there that you raced in Vidalia?
No, actually, then I think that it had green in it, wasn't it? I think it was gray and green, wasn't it?
It was primed down.
Okay. Yeah, no, it had some green in it. Now, it did have some green in it.
Oh, well, it was black and green then. That's what color it is
okay.
Now.
Okay, it was black and green then. It was okay. Black and green then. You know, they put a slick on that bike now.
Okay.
It's still slow. Trust me. His name's Josh. He's slow. I beat the crap out of him. The crap. I'm talking about the crap. And really, I ain't never told anybody about it because he's a nobody.
Literally, beat the crap out of him, literally.
Yes, look on YouTube, Josh Prince's Custom Cut. You'll see it. I went
what
on,
were
I on
you
my
on?
Old bike. What? Huh?
What were you on?
I was on my old Caesar bike, the legendary Caesar. Yeah, in Drugin, in Douglas, Georgia. Down the track, fast. Blew my bike up. My bike was blowing up after that, but I pulled all my gas on it. Yeah, I pulled all that gas on it. I blew it up and sold it. Yes, sir. But, Griff, you come down this way, my friend. You going to get what you're looking for, Possum Racing? I got something for you, but we got to have it locked in. I don't want y'all boys to be on the road for nothing.
Well, that's September fair. 29th, you ain't going to be ready to do no racing September 29th?
No. I told you I got brand new guts in that motorcycle. It'll be out in 2 weeks.
2 weeks? You still got time to make it September 29th?
Oh, the 29th. Yeah, I'm gonna have the old Caesar bike up that race.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna have the old Caesar, and then we're gonna be up in Carolina the week after that test in the Caesar bike. The big Caesar. Big Daddy. Yes, sir. The head honcho. Yep. The old DSV trash. Where's Steven at? Have anybody heard from Steven? Man.
I talked to him. Yeah, I talked to him the other day.
Man, that's possible. He's what
he's
now?
He's been testing, possible. I mean, not possible, but he's been testing.
Oh, he's been testing?
Yeah. He should be there on the 29th.
Okay, okay.
5842, your mic is open.
I'm not here.
Opinion though.
Okay. You got in the mind, well, for any names you want to share with us, or is it what would be your first person if you owned that bike? Who would you try to rate first? Or you care not to share that information?
I mean, there's not too many boosters out there right now that are big like that, you know, so it'd be a hard call, man. I think that's what they're at right now. They're trying to figure it out.
Okay. So no possibility.
Who owns Ghost Rider?
Not sure. I know it's an HTP bike. That's all I know.
Okay. Well, that's Cecil's biggest problem is that everybody knows it's a product of his. Anytime you running pro street and you showing your time on a street tie and you go sick 90s, you know, imagine they just imagine what, you know, that flat slick bike gonna do. So you gotta pick your poison nowadays. You run pro street, you're not, people give an idea of what your bike will do. One thing I like about Mike Dye, you know, nobody has an idea what his products will do. Now, they know that all motorbike, Jeffro bike is flying, but nobody knows what he can do with nitrous, you know.
I think everybody's just picked up the game and learned how to build, and the performance levels of all these shops now have come so far and they're so close together that it makes for some hard racing out there.
Oh, yeah. It's very competitive now. Believe me. It's very competitive. And back in the day when them all motorbikes was favored in the 330, it ain't like that no more. Because you got these 1,000s out here that's 80 inches long with a flat slick leaving on a 100 shot of nitrous. And they 60 foot is better than that damn crank now. And that's why Jeffro really, he'll run on nitrous bike at 8 miles, but he ain't crazy about doing that shit no more. He used to be doing a hard beat.
The other day I was on this talk radio show and listening in on the cars, the grudge car racing, and these boys out there that I was listening to, they was talking about, hey, we just got to get it in where we fit in, and we got to get out there and race, we got to stop this talking and just do it, because everybody here on an even keel. And from what I'm being told within the cars, them boys going to start racing and doing their thing. So Maybe the motorcycle grudge world will pick it up too. You know, you got Johnny Locklear coming out of his silence mode and talking on Cycle Bike. You got other people out there that say, you know, they the big bad man again. And the weather's cooling down out here in North Carolina, so it only
in my opinion, the only thing we can see is some racing if these guys will actually get off their stumps.
Well, that ain't it. It's going to come to them pots, like I was saying. You know, if a man asking $15,000 to race, okay, but, you know, the way I feel, ask the right people for that $15,000 race. People that can actually come up with that, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people ain't going to bet that type of money, so guess what? That bike still going to get steal.
Hey, all I say is this, you know, I'd rather make $100 a week for the next 50 years than make one race for $100,000.
I agree, 100%. I agree with you.
And these guys got to get off of it. They got to stop being scared, and they got to get out there and race again like the old days. Every weekend, every month, we were hearing about stuff, watching stuff, seeing it on people had magazines about grudge racing and stuff like that. But it's all went away. It's all disappeared again. You know,
because and I'm telling you, like I said, it's because I've been doing it for people. I mean, people don't really know how old I am, but I've been out here for a minute doing this stuff, and I remember them days when. A man would get, like I said, he was basically showcasing his talent, but it's good to get money to go with it. Yeah, that adds to it. But when you got to run for the money that these guys are running for now, it's too much pressure on the rider. I mean, come on. You got these guys to kill themselves, man, when they got their money on the line. Mike Willie, they won't even let up because they're trying to win. And that is taking a lot away from it. But like I said, to each his own. But I don't call it grudge racing, this new stuff. Grudge racing is what I say I used to do back in the day and what I still do now. If your bike running good and my bike is running good, let's race. If your shit is broke, I'm not mad with you. Ask Possum. I came to run Storm last year, and Storm Trooper, I don't even know. I think he had a shifting problem.
I was in the trailer with you.
Exactly. I want him when that bike is running. Well, back then, it's a different setup now. But I wanted him with that bike running good. I did not give him no hassle about it. Or nothing, and I moved on because it ain't that serious. I want it when the bike is running good. And actually, EJ was the one that I really wanted to race against because of the comment he said, those so-called fast bikes y'all got in the South. That one comment was what made me really just want to run him because I was racing EJ. I really wasn't racing Stormtrooper.
Right.
I felt like Stormtrooper maybe would be a faster bike, and I'm always downgrading my bike. Yes, I am. But I felt like I was going to be able to outride EJ. Now, that was just me, and I could be totally wrong, but I felt like I was going to be able to outride it.
Right.
But it didn't happen.
You still think that race will happen?
Well, not with Stormtrooper now because Stormtrooper been revamped, so I would never be able to. I can't hold a candle to that bike because I'm still on my street. He's all motor on Viagra, if I'm not mistaken. Or is he spraying it? Can somebody say? I don't know, but I think that bike is an all motor bike.
Okay.
But now, they did offer me that race up there. But honestly, I didn't want to bash the track. I can say it now because Rockingham is working again. But the reason why, I made a shakedown, and the bike did great. And I ran Harvey from PPM. And Harvey gave up weight, but he was riding I want to say that bike had a slick on it. Might have a street tire, I don't know. But it was all motorbike, and he was letting me spray. And I blew the tire away. Harvey had me beat. I was dead in the water, and he blew the bike up. And that's the only reason why I beat him. He blew up, and I made another stick down, and I spun for the rest of the day. So that's why I did not fight a Viagra bike. But I didn't want to say because I didn't want to bash the track. But Rockingham is back working again, so now I can say that.
Yeah. It was a bad. I was there at that show, and that track was not at its best. It was having a sick day.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I am in the Marine Corps, and I was out at Camp Pendleton out there on the West Coast, and I moved all the way over here to the East Coast just for the racing because I started getting into it out there. You know, me and Erica and all them out there, we were doing our thing, and then I seen there was bigger and better things happening over here on the East Coast, so I came over here. But I tell you, man, I've been a little discouraged here lately because there just ain't no racing like it used to be.
Well, the economy got it so bad, too, now.
Well, economy shagamani. We're building $30,000 bikes, some of them. So, obviously, the economy's there for somebody.
You may just have to chip outside that little circle there for a minute. I mean, like, come more towards the west, like in the Alabama, your Georgia, your Mississippi area down there and try out
some of those hood tracks. Sometimes new faces, you know, makes all
the I ain't gonna hide it. I ain't the man with the money. I ain't got much. I'm in the Marine Corps, so, you know, I would like to come see some of that racing down there. You know, when I was down there in Texas, I attended a school. I went over there to Texas to watch some racing over there. You know, Ike Turner been inviting me to come down there. I might just take him up on that and come down there and watch some of that racing down there y'all be talking about. All I can tell you is I've been on the West Coast, and I've been out here in North Carolina. We went to Maryland. I mean, there's some racing, but nowhere near what I thought it was going to be.
You know, I really hate to hear you say that, too. I really hate to hear you say that because, like, you know, grudge racing, you, I mean, you're right. You hit the nail dead on the head. I mean, you're right. I can't argue what you say, and you're exactly right.
Yeah.
So the racing out there on the West Coast, I mean, actually, do they grudge race out like the guys over on this end, or is it kind of like a different ball game?
Oh, it's all a different ball game. They be bracket racing out there. There's a few grudge bikes out there, very few, but some run the Summit Series out there.
Okay. Other difference, they hadn't gotten exposed out there yet, so as you know, the TV and all that kind of airtime for them to really be exposed.
Well, between that and the tracks, a lot of the tracks make you be NHRA sanctioned.
Okay.
So, you know, that kills it.
Okay, I got you.
I think it's boring. I'm fine. I'm just saying, I think it's boring. That's why I came out here. It's boring.
How long you been here?
I hear you.
I've been here for 2 years.
2 years?
Yeah.
Do you think that?
Do
you think that you won't get deeper into this grudge world? I mean, or what? Because I mean, I know you say your bike was stock. Is still, I don't know, but do you think you're going to continue on and keep going until you wind up with eight, you know, pretty much all out grudge bikes?
I'm slowly working my way into learning the grudge world right now. Am I going to race? Absolutely. When? Can't tell you, but I'll be out there.
Well, actually, I started. Like you, I started with a stock bike. And honestly, a grudge race with a stock bike is a grudge race. It's a grudge race. You know, it's all about the heart and the patience. And when first started, I mean, like I said, you know, Cuss was talking that way, you look up the shine. I learned a lot from him, from actually racing him. He's an honest dude, real talk. He's an honest dude. The very first race I ever had with Shine, I had a 68-inch 1000 wheel head and cam package. He had a stock wheelbase booster with nitrous, and we ran a quarter mile. And Shine told me, he said, look, if you long, I got to use my nitrous because I'm stock. And the way I said, that's a fair race all day long. Okay, the race was so close, Eric, when we crossed the start line, we didn't know who won. And from that point on, me and Shine, he respected that bike, and I respected his. And from that point on, we became cool because he respected my riding ability, just like I respected his because he was short. And I felt like I was going to be out on him so far, he wasn't going to catch me. But he did. I mean, we didn't know who won. We had to go to the ticket booth to find out who actually won the race. But it's fair. Quarter mile, hey, it was a fair race. I was long, he was short. He had gas, I had motor. So, you know, and like I said, it was only head and cam. So head and cam only going to do too much. I mean, only going to do so much. So, like I said, with the bike that you got, you could do a lot with that because that's the way I started. Then I went to head and cam. Then I went to 3 mil. Now I'm sitting on a slider, you know. And it's all in the heart. It ain't so much what you riding on because you can race, and that race, like this race, you get just as much as attention on a $200 race as you do a $2,000 race because they just want to actually see you race somebody.
Exactly.
So, I mean, you got a good start, though. I mean, for real, though, you got a real good start. And I hate that my man, Body Snatcher, just like you come way this way and because the grudge racing. There ain't a lot of people that really relocate just to see some good racing. Come on.
You don't.
But
you don't.
You don't do that. But then when you get here, it's like, okay, everybody is sitting on their hands and afraid to run this man because, oh, like I said, money and pride. I mean, they let that get in the way.
You let money and pride, it ain't going to be no racing. They can't complain about Weber. They cannot, because like he said, it's cooling off now.
Well, so, I'll be going back in about 2-3 years, so I'm going to enjoy my time while I'm out here, trust me. Because when I go back, I'm probably going to call racing quits because all the tracks are closing down, everything. So.
Oh, for real?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Everybody's complaining it's too loud now. They're building all the houses around the tracks, so people complaining. I had to leave.
I'm glad I live in the country.
What I love, huh?
I'm glad I live in the country.
We're supposed to be here for a year. We're supposed to have been back, but we're still here. The racing is just too phenomenal out here, man. So, thanks for having me.
We're going to try 5842. Your mic is open. 5842, your mic is open. Must be 3rd. Are you saying that you probably be here for a few more years? Are you thinking about moving back to California, or are you just...
No, we're going back. We're going back. Unfortunately, we're going back. But I'm just going to, you know, spend my time out here and enjoy it, racing, meeting new people, so I can take that back home with me and just, you know, say that I did it. Like you said, you don't see too many people that travel 2,000 miles across the nation just for racing. I don't know anybody out here. I don't know nobody. I do now, but at first I didn't. And my husband had a good job in Southern California, and he just picked up and left, you know. This is what we do.
Hey, Erica, get up with Augie and them, and Big Dan. They got some good racing going on out there.
Where?
It's all the way up in Sacramento, but it's Augie and Big Dan. Augie Herrera.
Oh, in the Sacramento, that's the fastest track, right?
Say again?
That's the Sacramento, the fastest track. I've raced there plenty of times.
Yeah, that track is.
Probably the best one in California. All right, y'all, I got to put my little man in bed. Y'all have a good one.
Okay.
Okay, take care.
All right, bye.
5842. Your mic is open. Okay. Hold on for that. So do we have anybody with online that gets a grip place for us? Any, call off whatever they want to make up.
Got another echo.
Yeah, I'm going to track that down. Does anyone have a phone on speaker?
I can't hear no echo.
Okay. I must have paused it. For the gentleman that moved from California to Carolina, you doing a rod in your shelf or you just? He may be gone. Okay. Let's see here. 3750, your mic is open. Making special effects tonight. Land custom press. So this 750. Is this an all out stretch bike? Jared, or is this a modified 750 bike with a bigger engine on? Jared.
Got an echo.
Okay. Let me see if that's it. You all bear with us.
Okay. I found a beat. Still echoing. Let's try something here. Okay. What about now?
Nope. Not as bad.
Okay. So, Griff, Snoop don't have his mic there.
No, Snoop still, he's still working on a couple of things, and I really miss that mic. I'll be glad when he do get it running, because there's a lot of guys now trying to work their hand a little bit, you know.
Right. So would you prefer a hand clutch bike or a slider bike?
I really prefer a hand clutch bike because it actually keeps you sharp, you know. And, you know, a slider, it takes some technique, don't get me wrong. It does take some technique to ride a slider, too. You know, because I know some people can't even ride a slider bike. They can't even stage them up. You know, they'll bump it, you know, bump the stall and red light and all that good stuff, you know. But I prefer the hand clutch, really, I do. But back when Snoop Bike went down, it wasn't a whole lot of people that was being true to the game. You know, a lot of people were saying, I got a true hand clutch. But if you got a true hand clutch, you don't really need that. You know, when I say true hand clutch, I'm talking about what Suzuki gives you. And Snoop Bike actually had that. The only modifications we did was a clutch mod, and I had three heavy springs and three light springs. You know, some people run all heavy. You know, I just had three. And I was very satisfied with my short time on Snoop Bike. The bike ran good. We just couldn't keep the bike together when we would spray the bike. You know, and I'm not going to bash the person that built the bike, but, you know, he had a guy building it. And Snoop, I can honestly tell you, Snoop probably put 6 or 7 cranks in that bike. I know.
Okay.
And but one thing I do love about Mike is that Mike will hold your hand. If you have any type of riding abilities, he will hold your hand and make sure that that bike get down the track. You know, and when I first met Mike, you know, I made the transition kind of easy because when he built this bike for us, you know, he did tell me, he said, worst thing is when he built a bike for a person and he get Rick to ride it and the bike go a certain time, then when the owner comes to get the bike, he bring his rider and the rider can't touch that time, then the owner feel as if something is wrong with the bike and he don't want to get in between the owner and say, look, your rider is not riding the bike. It causes problems. That's probably why a lot of people don't go to the track with you, but Mike, transition was easy. You know, after about the third pass, I went faster than Rick went on the bike.
Okay.
And actually, I started riding a couple of bikes for Mike when if I'm at the track, we test him. He may have a shop bike there, and I would ride it. And actually, I rode Pratt bike, a guy out of Virginia that Rick rode the bike. Actually, 1G beat me on that bike in Rockingham at one of Dano's races. But I went faster on the bike on that loss than the bike had ever went. I ain't never seen a man happy with a loss, but he was actually happy when he saw it ticking, even though we lost, you know. It ran a real good number, you know, and I think it was like my third pass on the bike. But, you know, a slider, you whack it, keep it straight, and just whack it to the floor. It ain't hard to ride, but it do take a little technique. But, yes, at the end of the day, I like hand clutch bikes better than sliders. It's less hectic. You can ride them back to the trailer. You ain't got to work. You can go to track by yourself with a hand clutch. But with a slider, you got to have somebody with you.
Right.
And when that bike come out, for the record, anybody that's got that stock clutch cool. And I heard they're making some clutches now that you can actually hide in a stock hat. But, you know, I wish they would be more true to it, you know what I'm saying, and actually just do what, just run a real, I mean, just a true clutch and just let's see what we can do with them. But you got a lot of people, man, that ain't got no hand at all, and they'll do anything to try to get it. Snoop actually put a GN in his bike one time, and I told him to take it out because I was actually 60 and better with his stock OEM hand clutch. I was 60 and better, and we took it out.
Hey,
with all the stipulations that everybody puts on races with these stock hand clutches, might as well have been there. Take off the cover. Let us see what you got.
You're right. I agree with you 100%. I agree.
And then you're probably running into a trouble then, you know, with the owner brother want to take the stock cover off.
Yeah, you're going to run into it. They don't want to take it off, man. So nowadays, man, you know, I try to race as fair as I can race. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's kind of like I've had people to approach me and say, hey, look, I got a stock bike. Let's race. I still do that race, but I'm going to tell you what I'm going to require at the end of that race. We all know what the mile per hour on a stock, let's say a stock 1,000 should be. And if he go anything over that, you don't get paid. Now, a lot of people might say, well, dang, how can you say, hey, it is what it is. A stock 1,000 is only going to go so fast mile per hour wise. I ain't want to see your time. All I want to see is your mile per hour. And I know that if you go over that, the bike ain't stock. And I've had people to turn down a raise because of that. But guess what? They bike wasn't stock. It was a lie from the word go. And it's cool with me because I do that. A person can tell me, look, if you go faster than this mile per hour, you don't get paid. I'm willing to do it because if I got head and cam, I got head and cam. If I got a 3 mil, I got a 3 mil. You know, it is what it is. But the game has got real tricky. It has. The game has got real tricky.
Another question, too, I wanted to ask you. So how do you think the dope seems like a foul today with G1000 out there? If you make a comeback.
If the dope,
do you think he's falling in line at?
Me and Rob, I'm cool enough with Rob to where Rob revealed to me how fast that bike was before he quit racing it. And it was crazy, the number that it was. Now, is it the number that Cobra Go, Speedy? No, but I guarantee you, if that bike was out right now with his same setup that it was, he still could run a lot of these flat, slick 1000s right now. Guaranteeing that he could do it. No problem.
Because he's consistent.
Exactly. That bike would run a certain number. I should call him, and he might would tell you, but that he could bracket race that bike at one time. It would run the same number. If the air was a little bit better, he would pick up like 3 100s if the air was a little bit better. But the bike ran good, and you know, he just had a real good running bike.
Indeed, that would be something else if he came back into the game with that bike. I think that would open up revenue there.
Oh, yeah. He's coming back with it.
Yes, indeed. Man, we had one caller, but the call dropped. But the last person that had a hand up, you can call back and press the one to talk.
Last time I spoke with Rob, man, he was actually, he working on that bike. He going to bring that bike back out. Now, Rob is one that we'll race. And actually, before the God of War bike got sold to Ryan, actually I had talked to Rob and hooked him up with Shine. And it was nothing against Jeremy, but he was actually fixing to put Shine on his bike. I mean, like I said, it's nothing against Jeremy, but the numbers that Jeremy was running on the bike, nothing against Jeremy. Shine was going to go a little faster. And the number that bike was going on a street tire, sitting at 70 inches, you wouldn't really be. I mean, I could tell you, and you'd be like, well, man, you lying, Rob lying. He wasn't doing it. But it was the reason why he ran the races and won the races that he won. That bike was, it was really, really fast.
Well, is he coming back out longer?
It's going to come out with a slick next time. It's going to have a slick on it. It's going to be set up like all these 1,000s, flat, slick, long. You know,
okay.
It's going to be set up just like them. Now, how you got the nitrous set up? Hey, we know Billy Bones is very, very good at that. Jeremy, obviously, he was good before his time because he was doing things with, you know, I know he did things with Rob Bike, and a lot of people might say, well, why was Rob Bike the one that was faster than all the rest of them? Rob spent a lot of money in that motorcycle. Rob actually would work. I mean, Rob spent a lot of money in that bike and had it on point all the time, and he kept his bike up. He kept the bike up. He didn't take no shortcuts. He kept the bike up. And that's why I stayed so consistent. The guy that built it rode it. He knew what he needed to do to make the bike continue on running. He did that. But now it's going to be a new ball game when he comes out. New ball. And I'm not saying he's going to be the fastest, but you better believe if he come out, it's something that he know. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Well,
Actually, I'm gonna mute y'all. I'm gonna try to get him on the phone. Y'all go ahead on. I'm gonna try to get him on the phone.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Okay. How about? See, it's pretty quiet on. For the guy that moved to Carolina again, that's the Marine.
Yeah, that's me.
I tried to catch early. Are you race bikes yourself, or you just?
Yeah, I had a few bikes when I got out here. Nothing big name or anything like that. I have rode a few of Possum's bikes. But, yeah, I love to race. I love to ride.
Okay.
Yeah. Just like I said, man, I sold all my bikes, and I had two of them. I sold my bikes and stepped away. But here recently, man, the blood's been boiling.
What you got back in mind for is buying? Look, you want to buy you 1,000? Are you gonna go with a boost, or are you?
I'm a little thicker guy, man. I'm sitting at about 215, 220. So I need to have that boost of power, you know.
I got you.
I'm looking at a little 02 Busa hand clutch bike.
Okay.
Just to get out there and have some fun. It's not stretched out very far. It's sitting at about 66 inches.
Okay.
So. I didn't get no answer, Banj. I didn't get no answer.
Okay, that's no problem. No problem.
All
right. Okay. Yeah, but I can. With that bike there, you spend a little travel with it. I'm going to get all the races. Pretty much
extra.
Got about nine, eight minutes. So, Griff, what about you talked to Frank before he's over there in South Carolina?
No, I haven't. The last time I got on his phone, I don't have Frank's number. Frank Wood, he got my number. Hopefully, he'll just hit me up or something. And maybe somebody can tell him if they hear this, you know. But last time I talked with him, he said he was going to try to make it. There's some people that's easing in on this race. They're just not really talking about it.
Right,
because, you know,
right.
Sometimes you get put on the spot, get called out, this, that, and the other, and all this, that, and the other, and it don't, you know, it don't really take off. And I'm glad this race ain't really like that. This race, like I said, is just basically, you know, you don't have to just get out there and just broadcast to the world that I'm going to run over this, that, and the other. These guys, some of them just coming, they're going to race. They're coming just
right.
to race.
Indeed. I know I enjoyed myself last time, so we're
Yeah, man, I did too, man. I saw some good racing. Actually, Leo made two passes with ACP racing because they bet an amount that they could afford to lose. Let me see. Jeffro ran Frank Nim with the black and green booster. Jeffro lost that race. They let me stage the back tire with a different rider. The owner rode the bike. They took little Garrett, Hardcore off the bike. They let me stage with the back tire. I won that race. I lost to Chris Summers on his flat slick old school. I lost to him on a red light. I cannot count the races that went down. I'm just counting the ones that I was immediately involved in, either holding the money or what. And another thing about this race, it's up to the people that owns the bike. They actually announce how much you're running for. It's something that they kind of do for the crowd. It just hypes the crowd so much when they announce what they're running for. And honestly, there have been times that, I mean, you could be running for $1,000, and they may announce you're running for $5,000. We'll look up at the tower and be like, whoa, y'all saying it wrong. But at the same time, they, like, hold up the thumb like, we got this. You know what I'm saying? So, but it's a good race, it is a good race. And like I said, everybody get treated with respect. They hit them staging lanes, it's a good race. They give them their moment. They don't just rush them down the track. They give them their moment, you know, because like I said, ain't nobody going to tell me that that adrenaline don't get the fluid when you're in that water box. And you got everybody watching you. That's what really makes the race.
Right.
And they, like I said, they give them their moment. And, you know, when one do that burnout and get to the start line, when they testing, hey, when one leaving, the other burning out, they run them. It ain't going to be no not going out the track. That track
right.
is constantly going. And that's one thing I like about it. They keep them going because, you know, when people are traveling, they traveling for more than one or two passes.
Right.
You know,
right.
They and I want them to run their bikes till they get tired of running them. And we did that last year. Ain't nobody going to say that, hey, I didn't get enough passes. They got
right.
plenty of them.
Well, I hope to have the onboard cameras with me, too, as well. So the mount on the bike.
Mount one on me, man. I ain't never had them. Mount me up.
I sure will, man. Sometimes that angle there, man, it's a different angle for it compared to the, you know, the tradition of this filming from up above, and it's just a different look to it. And so, yeah, we definitely will do that. Definitely.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Speaking of onboard camera, where's Nidra at? I remember that about the first somebody I seen you put that thing on. Whatever happened to him?
Knee-dragger, man, I ain't going to say, break, man, but he, I kind of sent him a message, I think, maybe about 2 months ago, and ran into him, actually, over Atlanta at the racetrack.
Yeah.
And he's still doing good, I think. I don't know if he mentioned anything about coming back for his racing or whatever, but I know he has missed as far as a person that, you know, race bikes or whatever, but I'm glad you mentioned him. I may have to send him a message or even try to call him or something, check on him.
Well, tell him I asked about him, man. You know, he had a yellow booster one time, man. Now, what did he ever do with that bike? Did he sell it or what?
I think he ended up selling that bike.
Okay. And Drake done let it go, too, ain't he? You don't hear nothing out of King of the Coast.
Yeah, no more. Drake is cruising now, man, on a cruiser.
Hey, you know what, man? In this game, you got people that come and they go. You got people that be on the top. You got some that be on the bottom, but I'm going to tell you something. I'm happy with the way that I do it. I stay in the middle. I'm never on top. I'm never at the bottom, but I just stay in the middle. And every year, you know, I'm trying to do some racing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, I'm getting a little age on me now, man. I feel like I ain't got maybe 2 or 3 more years in it, man. I'm trying to find me a jockey.
Man.
I break a bone, man. These old bones never heal, man. I got to sit down.
I think it's your weight, man. At least until you get up to about 200, I'm not going to say you're going to get 200, man. As long as you're at that weight there, man, I think you can stay in it.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, man, though, you know what I'm saying? But now, you know, I'm kind of like what Body Snatcher was saying, though. It done changed so much to where now, you know what I'm saying, if you ain't got $1 million, you know, you really can't race no more. And like I said, that's taking the fun out of it, man, and it's done got real low. But honestly, here, it's not like that. At this track, we go Thursday nights. I haven't been in a while because Snoop Bikes is not down. I don't run the slider bike on Thursday nights. I like to run the handless bike. And these guys, they pretty much been getting it in, man, up there, man. And me and Snoop was talking today, man. We showed Miss his bike because now they go up there on Thursday night, and them boys get it in on Thursday nights up there.
Yeah, man, I got a place over there in Twister, the 6-0 class.
Yeah. That's what it's all about, man. A lot of people think you got to go in the fold to be considered a grudge racer. Man, you can be running 620s and be a grudge racer. Just run your number, and you pad a bike up right. Run your number. You know, you win. I mean, it's just
right.
that simple. You know, but it is what it is, man. It is what it is. Man, I spent 2 hours on this phone with you. My girls went to church, so it was a perfect night for me to talk with you, man. You know, I told you I was going to call in, you know, got the raise this weekend. But anybody that's, you know, thinking, listening, you know, hey, come on out. We're going to have fun, whether you want to spectate or whether you want to just raise, whatever. Like I say, spectator count is super crazy. They have a little small screen now for those that like college football, want to keep up with your team or whatever. You're welcome to go over and watch it. But like I said, yeah, it's a lot of fun. If anybody want to come in Friday night and we go out to UA campus, we can do that. You know, I did that with Frank Nim, you know what I'm saying? And we went out to a club, you know, we had a lot of fun. So, you know, anybody just PM me, and I shoot you my number, and we can get together when you get in town. I'm going to a high school football game Friday night, but I'll be out of there no later than 9:30 or 10. And if y'all want to go kicking it, you know, at a club or something, hey, we can do that.
Okay.
We got one more try to take before the show.
More opinions and people want to voice expressions, but at the same time, we're going to end the show. We'll talk with you next week. Okay, then I'll try to get Rob on the line too, man, and let him get y'all some insight on what he's trying to do with his body. Okay. All right, thank you all again for calling in. So we'll talk back with you Wednesday night.
All right, Benj.
Okay, man.